Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, San Francisco: Why Progressives Ruin Cities by Michael Schellenberger presents a compelling exploration of social policies and their unintended consequences, particularly in urban settings. The book scrutinizes the progressive approach towards dealing with homelessness, crime, and drug addiction, arguing that these policies, while well-intentioned, often exacerbate the very problems they aim to solve. Schellenberger uses San Francisco as a case study to illustrate his points, a city renowned for its left-leaning politics, but also infamous for its persistent social challenges. By delving deep into the city's policies, the book aims to unravel the complexities and contradictions inherent in progressive governance. This text is not just a critique, but also prompts readers to rethink and reassess the conventional wisdom surrounding urban policymaking and social justice. Through rigorous research and analysis, Schellenberger seeks to shed light on how progressive ideologies can sometimes lead to impractical solutions, thus offering a fresh perspective on urban development and political ideology. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the rise of progressive policies. San Francisco begins by tracing the evolution of progressive policies in urban environments, particularly in cities like San Francisco. The book examines the origins of these policies, which are rooted in well-meaning intentions to address social inequalities and uplift marginalized communities. However, Schellenberger argues that over time, these policies have often led to unintended negative outcomes. He delves into the historical context, detailing how, over the decades, progressive ideologies came to dominate the political landscape of many cities, emphasizing inclusivity and compassionate approaches. Yet, in this attempt to be empathetic, the strict enforcement of laws often became lax. The rise of such policies was initially seen as a positive shift from punitive measures to a more understanding and inclusive society. Nonetheless, Schellenberger points out that this shift has led to a complex web of issues, including increased homelessness and crime rates. The author dissects the elements of these policies, examining how they are implemented and the gaps that lead to their inefficacy. By doing so, the book provides a foundation for understanding the intentions behind progressive governance and its real-world applications, challenging readers to reconsider the effectiveness of such approaches in achieving their goals. Secondly, homelessness and housing crisis. A major theme in San Francisco is the persistent issue of homelessness in cities governed by progressive policies. Schellenberger argues that while such policies aim to provide equitable solutions for the homeless, they often miss the mark due to ineffective execution and lack of accountability. The book explores how progressive measures, such as offering shelters without strict rules, inadvertently create conditions where homelessness can thrive rather than diminish. San Francisco, known for its inclusive approach, is depicted as a city struggling with an overwhelming homeless population, despite its vast resources and programs aimed at addressing the issue. Schellenberger critically evaluates the city's housing policies, pointing out that the focus on temporary solutions rather than long-term strategies has aggravated the housing crisis. The book delves into the intractable nature of these issues, where generous welfare systems without stringent follow-ups lead to dependency rather than upliftment. In doing so, Schellenberger highlights the need for a balance between compassion and enforceable structures that ensure aid reaches those willing to transition to permanent housing. By presenting case studies and statistical data, the book offers insights into the complexities of urban homelessness, urging policymakers to rethink foundational assumptions and adopt more balanced strategies that combine empathy with effective enforcement. Thirdly, the drug epidemic. Schellenberger also takes a comprehensive look at the drug epidemic that plagues many cities known for their progressive governance, with San Francisco again serving as a primary example. The book discusses how harm reduction strategies, such as safe injection sites and lenient drug policies, while intended to reduce harm and promote rehabilitation, often have counterproductive outcomes. By examining these policies, Schellenberger highlights the challenges faced by cities in tackling drug addiction. Programs meant to facilitate recovery can sometimes lead to an increase in open drug use and related crimes, inadvertently perpetuating the cycle of addiction. The book analyzes how policies that decriminalize certain drugs without providing strong recovery pathways fail to address core issues of addiction and rehabilitation. Schellenberger argues for a more robust approach that not only focuses on compassion, but also on accountability and sustainable recovery options. This involves not just treating symptoms, but addressing the root causes of addiction with comprehensive support systems. Through interviews with experts and individuals affected by these policies, the book presents a nuanced perspective on the drug crisis, suggesting that a rethink of current strategies is essential for meaningful solutions. Fourthly, policing and public safety. In his book, Schellenberger highlights issues surrounding policing and public safety, drawing attention to the complexities of ensuring safety in progressive cities. He explains that a reduction in police presence, often advocated by progressive leaders, may lead to an increase in crime, as communities can sometimes feel less secure without visible law enforcement. The book critically assesses the notion that reducing police budgets and reallocating those funds to social programs will automatically result in safer neighborhoods. Schellenberger argues that this approach can sometimes disregard the nuanced realities of crime and safety. Through various anecdotes and empirical studies, he illustrates that while the intent is to build safer, more trusting communities, the execution often falls short due to an oversimplification of issues related to crime and policing. The balance between law enforcement and community trust is delicate, and Schellenberger suggests that completely shifting focus away from policing could neglect the needs of communities who require protection from crime. By proposing a balanced strategy that integrates effective policing with social services, the book advocates for a realistic approach that prioritizes public safety while still addressing social injustices. Lastly, economic inequality and its implications. Schellenberger's book also tackles the topic of economic inequality, a central theme in discussions about urban policy and progressive governance. He argues that despite progressive initiatives aimed at reducing inequality, cities like San Francisco continue to witness stark disparities in wealth and opportunity. The book explores how certain policies, while designed to help the disadvantaged, might inadvertently exacerbate economic divides. Schellenberger posits that heavy regulations, high taxes, and overly ambitious social programs can sometimes hinder economic growth, discouraging investment and job creation. Furthermore, these policies may lead to increased living costs, making cities less affordable for middle and lower-income families. Through detailed analysis, Schellenberger highlights how well-intentioned economic policies can occasionally result in unintended consequences, leading to a cycle of dependency rather than empowerment. By examining these dynamics, he suggests that to address economic inequality effectively, a balance must be struck between progressive ideals and practical economic strategies that foster growth and innovation. The book calls for a reassessment of how economic policies are crafted and implemented, advocating for approaches that empower individuals and promote equitable growth. In conclusion, San Francisco: Why Progressives Ruin Cities is a book that appeals to a wide range of readers who are interested in urban policy, governance, and social justice. It is particularly useful for policymakers, city planners, social workers, and anyone engaged in the political discourse surrounding progressive policies. Michael Schellenberger offers a critical examination of how these policies impact cities like San Francisco, providing valuable insights into the complex interplay between intention and outcome. The book is beneficial for readers looking to understand the limitations and challenges of progressive governance. By highlighting the gaps and contradictions within these systems, it encourages critical thinking and a reevaluation of commonly held beliefs about social justice and urban development. For individuals interested in making informed decisions about policymaking, or those simply curious about the real-world implications of political ideologies, San Francisco serves as a thought-provoking resource. Its in-depth analysis underscores the importance of balancing compassion with practical solutions, a lesson that can be applied not only to urban planning, but to various aspects of personal and professional life. Through this book, readers gain a nuanced perspective on the importance of holistic approaches to problem solving, making it a valuable addition to their knowledge base. If you would like to support Michael Schellenberger, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.